Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Country Not Country, a Radio.com podcast. Here are your hosts, Aaron Austin and Nick Russo.
All right, episode 25. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good. Wait, am I on?
Wait, you are on. Yes, we're on.
Okay, all right. Just every time we do the show, every time, I swear to God, my mic's never in.
Well, this is true. And also, I haven't been in the studio but three times in the last 6 months, so I still have to go through the board because in a minute when we play music, that comes off of another channel. And just a minute ago, had I not been paying attention and we turned that music on, it would have been on the air.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. See, we have been doing our shows from our house, so it's just... Yeah, it's like muscle memory. We're losing it.
It really feels like riding a bike, honestly, like in my lifetime of being on the radio. However, this has been the longest time not being in the studio while still having a job I've ever done.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can't even. It's like I was thinking the other day, if I ever had to be live, like live on the air, I'm not really sure if I would like screw up or not.
Oh, I thought about the same thing because... We have the luxury now to maybe be able to re-record something in that moment because usually when we're live on the air, you have that one moment, that's it. And I have no doubts that I'm super capable. Look, there's Clint taking a picture of us. You can come in real quick, buddy. So Clint Sterner's from our sports station. He's not going to come in? All right, he's just going to take videos. All right.
Yeah, now I feel like an animal. Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
But let's be real. So if you've never been to a studio, we've got a giant glass window, double pane, and then a door with a giant window. So people have looked at us while we work our entire careers.
And I love that he's taking video, and I look like absolute donkey do. But well, it's fine.
Hopefully he didn't catch the fact that I'm wearing slides. I've got, you know, no socks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say no pants, but I would have noticed that. So, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. So, we got quite a bit of a story. We blinked about Britney Spears twice. So, we've mentioned Britney Spears in passing twice through the life of this podcast. And because we mentioned it, all of a sudden I got some reaction to her story and they wanted us to talk about it. And they were interested in our take, I guess, on the whole drama going on with people believe she's being held captive by her dad.
Oh, yes.
Because they have a conservatorship from in 2008 when she kind of went crazy and everyone was watching.
Yeah.
So for her best interest, they gave her dad rule over her life.
Okay, so yeah, we'll talk about that. And then also we like to discuss new music and there's a new artist. I read something about her. She apparently was number one on iTunes and her name is Priscilla Block. She's got some funky songs. And then also the boys of... Old Dominion decided to redo some of their songs where they're just meowing.
Well, you know where meow makes, you know where it came from, right? You remember the old 50s commercials and stuff? It's been around forever.
I don't know if it's just 50s. I mean,
that's where it originated.
I mean, yeah, meow makes I almost said the cereal, but I meant like the cat food.
Well, it's cereal if you're a cat.
Yeah.
Well, so when I was in middle school, we did the reason I said 50s advertising because part of our, maybe it was elementary school and choir, our yearly bit or presentation or whatever it's called.
The program.
There you go. Yeah. It was 50s commercials. And there were people that sang the Meow Mix commercial.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it made me think of. So yeah, we'll play a little bit of their Meow Mix album.
And then you had one you wanted to
bring. Yeah, Brett Eldridge, another one of my heroes in country music. I champion certain artists, and I can't explain why. It's just I understand
him. You know what? I have an appreciation for him because, A, he's a dog lover, and he's very funny. And so, yeah. And when he was at 10 Man Jam, he did compliment me on my dress. So I was like, yes, if you were only 10 years older.
Well, he's also got a great voice. I think he's like got the Frank Sinatra voice of country music.
For sure. I would not, he would not get tossed out of bed for eating crackers. That is for sure.
So we're going to take a glimpse at his album. It's been out for a few weeks now. And I guess we could actually start with Parker McCollum because we talked about him and my negative COVID test. And now it turns out Parker McCollum tested positive for COVID-19.
I know. Like, what the heck? So this was a story that just broke this week. And he had to cancel... He had to cancel some shows,
in
which
Oklahoma.
Is amazing that he still had shows. But I'm assuming it was going to be a socially distanced concert, so he was going to be responsible. But, tested positive, doing the whole quarantine thing now for 2 weeks or whatever. So
I feel partly guilty, like we attracted it into the universe. Because you know how I believe, like, in telepathy and the universe and stuff.
So you think you jinxed him, is what you're saying.
Unfortunately, yes, because the timing would have been perfect. We released the new episode on Monday. We had talked about it on Friday. Then almost a week later, he announces he has COVID-19, so he would have been experiencing or been exposed to it sometime in that, like, 8-day window.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Parker.
Oh, God.
Gave it to him through the radio.com app.
I don't know
app.
If you have that much power, but...
Well, I think we all have that power, but, that goes to my theories about the universe.
That is a whole different podcast.
Hey, so I haven't asked Cindy Bourbano if she would come on yet to talk about her DMs, but you actually did a little bit of Cindy Bourbano treatment. Did it go through?
Yeah, so I've started it, so... all right, so
not paying you to say this either, by the way.
No. I'm not going to mention the spa necessarily. I mean, if anybody wants to know, I'll tell you. But I'm going to see if it works first. So I went in there and I hate the backs of my legs. Hate them. So cellulite has always been my problem. So, they're like, hey, we'll do this, this, and this. It's going to cost this. And I was like, it's actually way less than I thought it would be. And it's what Cindy does. And again, if I can get a booty that looks like hers, well, then by all means. So so I'm in two treatments so far. I mean, I'm a little bruised up, but we'll see.
You know, I did cool sculpting like that one time, and they did the thing where they stick it under this like machine on your stomach and
too.
It freezes it away or whatever, and it feels like jello when you got to squeeze it in and stuff. That piece of my stomach is still flat. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I did that too. Like 2020 has maybe been the year where I'm like, we're going to do everything and I don't know how I'm going to pay for it, but we're just going to figure it out. So, I did some cool sculpting recently, and we did my stomach. The top part got super flat. The bottom part is still a little iffy, but, it takes a hot second, so it may still work itself out.
Yeah,
so.
It was a cool experience, no pun intended. I just thought... They invited me to try it out, and I'm always down for an experiment that makes me look better in my mind,
Yeah, so exactly. That's how I think
Does that make us vain? I think everybody's a little bit. Right?
I think everybody is a little bit.
At least I'm not posting shirtless pictures to show it off. You know what I mean? We're not there yet. But if I get a six pack, you guarantee.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So, I go back next week for a couple treatments. So we will keep you posted. I can't guarantee you that there'll be any booty shots on my Instagram, but we'll see.
Well, in my world, I accomplished my goal of not finishing dead last in the golf tournament in the Houston qualifier.
Which, congratulations.
Thank you. I also didn't qualify.
Which, I mean, how many people did? Because you said you were like 63rd or something.
Yeah, so 96 people actually finished. I finished tied for 63rd. There were about 20 people that went, I believe, made the cut. Okay. And so if... 77 was the score or better, so you needed 77 or lower to make it. Mm. And I shot a 86, so I missed it by 9 strokes, if I'm doing the math right.
Okay.
Which that's not very bad. Like, I was so happy with the performance. Like, I felt like I was in high school again. And then being on the course and, like, having confidence because I'd practiced was so different than going and doing it without practice. Mm-hmm. Like, the night and day mindset was really different. And the kid I played, I played with these two guys. One was much younger. One looked like he might have been about my age. Mm-hmm. And they both beat me. But the one guy only beat me by two. And then the other guy, he qualified. He shot a 74, finished seventh place, tied for seventh.
Oh,
and he
wow.
played really, really good. Like, it was fun to watch him play because he was hitting the ball so good. And it was weird to kind of have this. So golf has taken on this weird new vision in my life. So seeing it from that perspective was cool to get to play with someone that qualified. I've never have seen anybody qualify. So getting to see it happen was kind of refreshing, kind of a cool experience.
Huh. So. Yeah, you know what? It's funny. Golf is one of those things I've never done. I do have golf clubs. They're probably rusted to shit because they're in my attic. But and I'm left-handed, so I just bought them on like Craigslist a gazillion years ago. But yeah, I've never taken it up.
And I feel like there's lots of country artists who play golf. I've been seeing so many golf, and I don't know if it's because they're showing me the posts because I post about golf. So I see more golf posts, but I feel like country artists are always posting about golf.
Well, Darius Rucker's a really good golfer.
And the dude from Lady A, the Charles Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Supposedly he's the best golfer in country music is the kind of the way you hear.
Oh,
him
okay.
and Jake Owen, I think, are both really, really good.
Yes, Jake Owen, I want to say, and his brother, his twin brother, by the way.
Yeah. Fun fact, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So let's listen to the Priscilla Block song, because you told me about this and I hadn't heard her name before, and apparently she kind of went viral and went to number one on iTunes.
Yeah, so she doesn't have a major record label, but she's got some funky songs. The song that apparently went number one on the iTunes country chart, which was Just About Over You, I think.
Yeah. And it's got 251,000 views in the last 15 days.
Yeah.
So that's pretty huge.
But she's got some other fun songs. One of her songs is called Thick Thighs, which we'll also listen to. And right, PMS.
So, yeah, here, let me play a little bit of this one real quick. I'm just kind of starting it from the 13-second point. And I'm still kind of not sure about all the rules and regulations of playing music. That's why I like to start it when it's already going and then stop it before it's played for too long. So just in case you're wondering why we play weird parts here.
I've stopped looking for your truck every time I go somewhere. I don't scroll through the past anymore because I don't care. I'm finally putting on the shirt I like, tie jeans, big hoops with my hair up high. The least you could have done was give me the bar tonight. Why'd you have to come back in right then, right when I was just getting good and gone? Guess I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. You must have heard I was moving on. Then right out of the blue, a quarter past two, I'm all about you. When I was just about over you.
I like it. I think it fits right into the vibe right now of the love songs and country music. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It kind of reminds me. Well, it made me think of What If I Never Get Over You by Lady A.
Okay.
So she's over the guy and then he comes in, or she's saying that she gets a little buzz and she starts thinking about him.
Mm.
That's what I pick up.
Yeah, I was, you know, it made me think of you're moving on and then you get that text message. They pop up and you're like, oh, really? Oh, yeah.
That speaks to telepathy. I believe, you know, I'm a big believer in telepathy. There's just sort of like, I think that people we're connected to, we communicate with them subconsciously without realizing it, but that would explain, I mean.
And then,
okay, so Thick Thighs was another one.
which, I mean, I think this is definitely how I feel right now, because my thighs will not stop rubbing together. Thanks, coronavirus, because I've definitely gained the quarantine box wine 15, because I've drank more box wine than I think anything
during
this pandemic. So, yeah, needless to say, now none of my clothes fit.
So this is Thick Thighs, Priscilla Block. This one has 63,000 views, and it came out first week of June. So clearly this one hasn't made the same runs as the other one. But let's see.
I've been hearing about dad bods a little too long. So what about my muffin top? Wrong. Sucking in really sucks. Even if I had $1 million, I'd hire Jillian Michaels and I'd probably still give up. I can't be the only one who likes extra fries over exercise. I never eat the produce that I buy, so I haven't tried. You can't spell since 95, and I've heard thick thighs save lives.
Okay. All right, yeah.
I love it.
Well, I mean, I've heard thick thighs save lives. She put it in a song, and I guess, you know, I've
got everything she said, I was like, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fat boy inside is like, true, true. Yeah. As I just finished eating a giant bowl of menudo a little bit ago a crunchy taco. You know what I mean? Oh. But I mean, I like it. I dig it. So she's not signed to anybody?
Not to a major record label. I don't even know. I've never even heard of the label before.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the internet, too, in today's world. Anytime a new artist ever says, man, what should I do? Or how should I do this? Or what do you think about this? I'm like, man, the marketplace has never been easier to get into. You can just make music in your bedroom and sell it on iTunes if you wanted. Yeah. If you wanted to, you could probably set your own price. I don't know the true nuts and bolts of it.
Look at our coworker, Leroy. Front Desk Leroy. Yeah. He has songs on iTunes.
And you can buy them you buy his album. And
he doesn't do it out of his bedroom, but you know, obviously.
I told Leroy that when I first met him too. I said, hey man, the marketplace has never been easier. So as soon as you make music, put it for sale. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. If you believe in it, put it for sale and then other people can buy it and you can make money off your job without being signed and then you keep all the money.
Yeah. You're right. Should we go to
Brett Eldridge?
Or do you want to do Brett or do we want to do...
Oh, there was one. You said PMS?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's on there. I haven't heard this one. I haven't
found that one yet. Let me just type in her name real quick. Priscilla Block.
Taco Bell told the cashier to go to hell cause she messed up my meal for the millionth time. I broke down at the traffic light. Wagon wheel started making me cry. It ain't a sad song, so I must be losing my mind. There's a couple ways this could be explained. Mother Nature showed up late, but it turns out I ain't pregnant. I don't need an antidepressant. Tears ain't the only thing flowing. And by the way, things are going. The moves will be swinging. I'll be mad as hell for no reason. I need 7 days to grow a little crazy and be a big hot mess with PMS.
Okay.
I dig her. So apparently her song went viral on TikTok, and that's how she's getting the traction.
Oh, wow. So PMS did, or the Just About Over You?
Thick Thighs and Just About Over You.
Okay.
So that's where she's been.
Hopefully
getting...
it doesn't get banned and then ruins everything.
I know, right?
Well, that's pretty cool, though, because there are a lot of stars have come off TikTok, even if we don't know them.
Which is so weird that you say that, because somebody, oh my God, who was it? There was maybe somebody in California that got busted for having one of those giant parties, and it was like, TikTok star, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, holy crap. Like, now these people are stars on frickin' TikTok. Like, I know I'm probably showing my age right now, and I sound like the grumpy old man that says, like, get off my lawn, but I can't handle it.
Well, now Instagram has Reels, and they're trying to steal, like, TikTok on their thing because it's something else, yeah.
I'm on TikTok. I never do anything with it. I already have ADD, right? So for me to sit down and try to like come up with some freaking video doing random crap, I just don't have the time for it. Like,
I like the dances. I've done the dances. I've done a few dances. I had fun doing the dances, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't do any of those dances in one take. It took like 15, 20, 25 takes. And
so I get why people that have no job like to do that, but I got shit to do.
Yeah, like, straight up. I look at it like this. Every social media avenue has its own humor. Mm-hmm. Like Twitter has a humor of its own. Something might be funny on Twitter that's not funny on Facebook and vice versa.
Yeah.
And TikTok. There's a way to be funny on TikTok that if you wrote or spoke or videoed yourself like that on Facebook, people might not laugh because it works
in
that
medium.
No, they
would just think you're a narcissist.
Yes, or weird. Like, you know, there's a... But at the same time... Oh, man, that's going to get me into the whole idea of social media and vanity and how it has become totally narcissistic now. And I start to feel like I almost don't want to put myself out there in this weird way sometimes because I feel like it's so easy to get critical. I don't know. Like, I have a great image of myself, to me and to myself. Like, I'm saying my self-love is deep. So whenever I put it out sometimes, you're now subjecting your self-love to everybody else.
Right. Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying. And there was somebody, and here's the thing, there, when people that are normal people, just normal, they have normal jobs, and they're like, hey, everybody, da da da. And it's like, I don't, how many people are watching this? Like five, like 10. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's they're envisioning more and more people joining the party, but at the moment, there's not that many because you're normal.
We're just, and that's even for me. Like we're on the radio, but it's not like I go live on Facebook and I have 1,000 people beckon waiting. Like maybe there's 3 or 4. And there's something weird about that to me to a certain degree. Like if I'm online, there's like 2 people watching. Or if someone has been, or that's the worst, on Instagram, when it'll show you the notification at the top that so-and-so has gone live. And I don't mean to click on it. I'm just trying to hit the X, but I hit it. And now it's some random person that I follow that lives in some other state. And I'm the only one in the room. And I'm like, oh, how do I get out of here? I'm like, why am I looking at, they see my name joins and they're the only one in their room. And there I am. I'm like, whoa, no, I don't want to be this person watching your video. No offense. I don't know you. And it's just weird. Like, it just makes me feel weird to be the only one on the live cam.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm trying to think that there was something else that I just think is so weird about the whole
going live.
Well, I mean, I don't go live unless it's for work. You know what I mean? There's no reason for me to go live anywhere by me, Aaron Austin, on my own feed. It's not necessary unless I'm at, okay, some event. Like, say, for instance, when I went and watched George Bush's train come into College Station, I went live then. You know what I mean?
And that holds gravity as to why people might care about it.
Right.
Otherwise,
but me freaking shopping at Target and like talking to myself in my phone, ain't nobody giving a crap.
And I have found that it's really hard for me to feel okay shooting a selfie video while walking through a public place. I have a hard time with that. Like, I feel like people are looking at me, and I know that the people understand what I'm doing. I'm sure they would get it, but it just feels weird.
No, it does. And it's funny because obviously now when we do our, instead of us going out for 2 hours, you know, when we would do our remotes, now we do them, you know, we'll still go to the place, but we do a live video and
we're holding the camera ourselves and yes, we're talking into the selfie mode.
And it's just us. Nobody else from the radio station is with us anymore. So it's weird. And
that gives us an out, though. That gives us a reason why we're doing it. So take us out of that reason. And why am I doing it?
Yeah, I still feel weird taking selfies. Like, I posted that selfie of me for National Radio Day.
That was a very great picture, by the way.
Thank you. Do you know, again, how many takes it took me to get that? Because I was like,
No,
there was multiple takes. My phone, I need to go and delete some because I'm like, oh, dear God, your face, this angle.
Well, have you
terrible.
Seen those side-by-side pictures where the girl shows, like, if she poses one way, she looks like something, and then when she poses another way, it's like a totally different body style? Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that existed.
That trickery is real.
It is insane how they poke their hips back or something and pop their ass up, and then it makes their stomach seem flat and makes it look like they have an hourglass, but when they stand another way, they just look like a normal woman.
Yeah.
Like, no figure.
And you stand, or you lift up one foot, like, have your toes pointed, or you're standing on your tippy toes.
The magic of angles. That is insane.
Oh, yeah. And if you're bigger, there's also another way to hide. You just hide behind somebody.
Well, I always say this because, like, I've been a seesaw weight person. I have always felt like either I was fat or I was losing enough weight to not look fat. Like, I've never felt like I was skinny. But some people are like, oh, Nick, you've lost weight. You look skinny. And I'm like, skinny? I never hear that sentence, right?
Yeah.
So I say this from understanding both ends of the spectrum, that people that are overweight and want to look thinner know how to do so through photos, and people who are underweight know how to look more full through photos. We learn how to make ourselves appear like we want to appear.
And there's also apps. Like, there's apps. Like, if you're a girl and you don't have very big boobs, You just go on that little app and just make those things bigger.
Just a little tap, 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 and all of a sudden you're
boom,
busty.
Yeah, it's like, and then you put it up on your dating profile, and then you shatter some dreams.
You know, this actually works as a great segue because Brett Eldridge, he went away from social media for a really long time. You remember that?
Yes, and that he was the guy that was like, I liked actually watching his social media stuff. I mean, sometimes
Snapchat
it was
fun.
Kind of.
He did those bedhead videos or whatever.
Right. And he would post the videos of his dog. His dog had his own Instagram page and he would sing to his dog.
Train his dog and his dog would do tricks. Like there was a coolness about it, but something had to have triggered that.
Yeah, well, I just imagine, and it's kind of, I mean, think about it. They're on there. And there's haters everywhere. So I don't know if it's a matter of haters or it's a matter of, because we all compare ourselves, but,
I thought it was romance. I think, and when I listened to the new album, I think that somehow his stardom or his celebrity has affected his dating life in a way that he wasn't unhappy about. Like it disrupted it. And he felt this is all assumption too. Like, cause I have had the opportunity to sit down with him.
Do we need to put out another Russo disclaimer?
No, we don't. Not yet. I don't think. I'm pretty sure if you've listened at least to more than one podcast, you understand that there is a lot of assumption that goes on, but it's usually built off of real experience and observation. And my observation, my real experience is he's super easy to talk to, very down to earth, super cool. And then the other observation is there hasn't ever really been a girl that he's ever like flaunted or showed or shared with.
No.
But all of his music is about being in love and finding love.
Well, I mean, I would imagine, I mean, it's not easy for us. It's, you know, finding somebody is not easy, period. So put in the, put the facts of he's an artist, he's
famous.
How many money grubbing, attention seeking bitches do you know? I mean, let's be honest.
And in the whole wide world of the internet, how full are his DMs of girls ready to be the one?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to bash on girls, but, you know, let's be honest. There's a lot of those opportunistic people. And we're a much, much smaller scale. But how many times have you dated a girl, got on a date, been talking to a girl, and you wondered, does she really like me, or does she like me because I'm Nick Russo on the radio?
Agree. Everyone.
Right.
You know, and then comes the extra added bonus of everything that surrounds that becomes a question. The moment you see a red flag, even if it's not a red flag, it could be an orange flag, but it just seems like
I mean, I think
you know?
That's why a lot of celebrities marry and date other celebrities.
Because they understand.
Yeah. Because they, you know, it's like, oh, we're both in this together.
So Brett Eldridge released his Sunday Drive album, which I was on the edge of my seat. I couldn't wait for it because I was like, what's taking so long, man? He had Gabrielle was one of his songs. Mm-hmm. I'm not
his
sure.
Single, yeah.
And it was a good song. There's one called Show Me Where the Heart Is. And the reason I bring that up is because it actually worked into just the way we were talking about perhaps the reason he got off of social media and the dating life thing. Let me find it here. And he actually has it behind the song that he released a few weeks ago. This is an acoustic version, by the way. He's doing it like in his home, I guess. I don't want to just fast forward. But
what in the world, are we all doing here? What do we see, when we look in the mirror? Cause I'm just looking, for something true. And I believe that I might find it. Maybe I'll find it in you. Just show me where the heart is. Show me where the heart is. I need to feel around where the heart is. Show me where the heart is. The heart is. Remember when you felt the...
Yeah.
You know who he kind of sounds like in that? Or I can see singing that song as well.
John Mayer.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, I do love me some John Mayer. Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Okay, I can hear it. I still hear Frank Sinatra. There's just like this depth to his voice that is effortless.
Well, yeah, he... All right. And then, I do dig that song.
Okay, and then the other one I was going to play real quick. This is the title track. It's Sunday Drive.
Because we were watching the world through an open window. Trees lined up like dominoes. This old car could find its own way home. It's the ordinary things that mean so much. That's where I learned it all from them. To fight, to love, to laugh again. Man, I thought we were only wasting time. Out on a Sunday drive.
There you go. So that... And that kind of is the vibe of the whole album. It's very, very mellow, but I just hear this sort of nostalgic and, you know, searching for love sound that comes from his music. And I kind of felt like he was very flirty in the Lose My Mind and the earlier stuff. And then it started to turn to this more, you know, deeper philosophical outlook.
I thought you were going to say darker place. I was like, oh, no.
No, not dark. Well, maybe it is a little dark, but it's not bad dark. And we've been over, that's how the last episode ended. But
yeah.
But anyway, I'm a big fan. I just think he has a huge voice. And always, whenever artists take a long time off, I think only the best artists do that. And then can come back and be successful.
Well, and I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's so many artists out there. And then you have some success and then... Maybe some of his songs, I can't remember how they all charted or whatever, but maybe on that last album, some of them didn't do as well. And artists were sensitive, you know? So it's like, if you don't have the success and you can't keep it going, that's such pressure. And I could see how that would, you know, also get you down.
Especially from the business sense.
Oh,
if there's some sort of goal you have to meet and you don't, and then they start putting pressure on you and you're having trouble in the home life with the girl you've been dating or whatever, you know, you could add all kinds of stuff to that.
Yeah.
Now, I remembered something else we were going to talk about. You interviewed Midland.
Oh, yeah.
So they were part of a Zoom. So how did, so somebody want, we gave away to a listener this meet and greet experience.
Yeah. So it was a virtual meet and greet with Midland. And we just got on the Zoom. All the guys were in different locations. They weren't together. So you had Mark in California. You had the other boys in Austin. And then our listener and our winner, Esther. And yeah, it was just, they're just interesting boys. They just love giving each other crap.
And I feel like it's all curveballs. You never know what they're going to say.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we talked about their tequila. They've got a new show they're doing that's on Apple Music. Mark, we talked about his new project. He's going to be in a movie. So
what's the movie?
It's a movie about Tammy Faye Baker.
Okay, I didn't Google that when you told me. I know I should know what she is. I feel like she's a criminal.
So maybe a little before your time, or she was part of the PTL church, the TV network, right? Tammy Faye and Jim Baker.
Okay.
And they like took all the money.
So
and
they were
like,
televangelists.
Televangelists, yeah. And they were using the money and living this crazy lifestyle and... Were they the ones that
would touch you and you would move the spirit out of you and you'd fall down?
No, I think that's somebody else. Oh. But the only reason why, I mean, I know so much because my mother's side of the family is extremely religious. And anytime I'd go to grandma's house, that's all the only channel that seemed to work. And I was oh, my God. Yeah. Tammy Faye, Jim Baker, and then there was Jimmy Swaggart. And oh, my God.
What about Pat Robertson? Is he in that group?
He's a little different, but I mean, because he's still around and existing.
And so Mark plays a role in a movie about Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
Wow. So did he give you any insight on that or how, like when it comes out or anything?
I want to say he said at the end of this year.
And he's always been into acting and modeling and stuff. That's always been his gig.
No longer has the mustache, so...
And it was like a porn stash, wasn't it?
I mean, let's be honest. It definitely was. I think they all kind of have that porn stash look.
Well, so Cam, he did this thing with Shania Twain that I guess went on Jimmy
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon show, and he directed the whole thing and stuff. And
yeah.
Who was the other guy? It was
the other guy.
Odell Davis.
No. It's Orville Peck.
Orville Peck.
I've never heard of him before, and I feel really bad saying that, but I was like, I told Cameron this. I was like, Orville Peck, this is my first experience seeing him, so I didn't really know what he's about. What would you say his thing is? And he's like, oh, he's a little bit, you know, this, that, whatever. And I said, so basically, because the guy wears a face mask, like a fringy face mask. And
okay,
I said,
see, I didn't know what the point of that was.
Yeah, so that's his shtick. And I said, so basically he's like the Sia of country music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Sia never shows her face.
Yeah, so basically, and he's like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
So I was the first one to comment on Cam's post of that, and the only one to have commented for like 38 minutes, and I was like, you're a creative genius. You know, put the hands, because he really is, you know.
He's
the guy he directed Bruno Mars' entire Mark Ronson project. He directed the whole video for that, like, mm-hmm. and it got a BET award for it, which is just, you just, unless you know that fact, it blows your mind that correlation happens. But he still shoots and edits the videos for Midland.
Yeah.
And I remember when I got to talk to him, he had said that there was a time when he was yelling from the back of the bus after a show, guys, I can't do this forever, because he was editing the videos after the show.
Oh.
On the back of the bus, you know.
yeah.
But I could also see where they're so well manicured image-wise that they wouldn't want any outside hands touching it. They know how they want it to be presented.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I mean, obviously, if Cameron's doing it, they've got their flow.
For sure. Now, yeah. Another group who has their own flow, which, by the way, I think they may be the best group of songwriters ever in country music, Old Dominion. And I love so much of their music. Every album I can listen to it cover to cover, except for this one.
You know what is so true? I could listen to about 30 seconds of it, and I'm like, and I'm out.
So they did a Meow Mix album, because I'm assuming they're as bored as everybody else during a pandemic.
Yeah, 100%.
So would you like to hear Meow, 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 or Meow, Meow, Meow?
What would the equivalent of either one of those songs be?
One Man Band, Make It Sweet, or Some People Do.
Let's go either One Man Band or maybe Make It Sweet.
Okay, we're going to listen to Make It Sweet, the Meow Mix version. And it might, oh, they didn't. Here we go. So, sounds pretty normal. Every word is meow. Cause I'm stuck.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay.
You know what's really funny is I actually have done that before.
To a song?
Yeah, just sometimes when I'm bored, I like to make weird noises, and this is way too much information, but I will sometimes like meow songs or make weird noises in songs and just...
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I feel like this is like also a little throwback. I feel like me and my ex-husband used to do stupid stuff like that.
Well, probably when you were a little more carefree and fancy-free, you know?
Yeah.
Because you got to be in your zone to start making up songs to a song. And,
yeah.
And I...
Or you are lacking sleep or something.
I alter the voice a lot. That's what I do. I sometimes sing with an accent whenever I'm singing a song, and I'm doing that same thing you're talking about, but it'd be like, because I'm stuck on you. I sing it a different way that's totally not that way.
Yeah.
Or I'll add a super heavy country twang to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Oh, yes. I think I've heard about you doing the super twang, and I think when you were doing mornings, the traffic girl would get super irritated at it.
Yes, 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 yes. She hated it. She's like, Nick, you always sing those. You always mess up every song. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm listening. And it's just my reaction. So I had to like stop reacting out loud to it. That's like having someone in the car who is singing to the song that you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want them to turn up the radio, have you ever noticed this? Have you ever seen this? This is a true human reaction.
Okay.
If you're ever in the car with someone and the song is playing and you start to sing it, they will always instinctively turn up the radio. They cannot help it. Watch it. Try it next time. Whoever you're in the car with, if you're not in charge of the radio, just sing along with the song, and they will reach for the knob to turn it up every time. And I
try to drown you out?
It's a subconscious thing. It's a subconscious movement, I believe, that it's this sort of like they're listening to it, and you sing a bit, and they just turn it up just a little bit.
Okay.
And just watch it happen.
All right.
People don't want to hear us sing, or people don't want to hear anyone else sing, usually, because they're singing it in their head.
Well, I think that's terrible, because that's what the radio is all about.
You should let it sing, yeah. You shouldn't sing along with it unless...
Oh, I love singing along to the radio.
Well, if you're by yourself, but not with someone else.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Okay, fair. All right.
So, are we going into Britney Spears, or did we miss something?
Nope, that's it. Britney Spears. And we got to get going on this, because I got pool time.
Okay. So, now that we're up against the clock, Aaron... So
well, I can't help you a half an hour late.
Me?
Yeah.
You?
No.
I was already ready. You told me to wait. You said, I'm just now leaving the house.
Now you sound like my ex-boyfriend. Stop it.
Okay. Either way, we were both late because we were both supposed to be here at 1 and we weren't here.
And I got here at 1:15.
And I got here at 1:20. Yeah. So
35.
Okay. What's 20 to me is 35 to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
What do you mean a pop-up stand?
You know, like the backdrop, like a white backdrop.
Yeah, like if you're going to, like if you're at an event and there's some so-and-so's
name.
Yeah,
she's just got a white backdrop in the middle of this foyer or hallway.
And she's taking pictures in front of it.
And yeah.
Is that weird?
Do you have that at your house?
Actually, I have a green screen that's set up in my spare room.
Do you just sit there and like take pictures and videos of you in different clothes and then go post it on your Instagram?
No, but if I felt like people wanted to see it, I might.
Oh, God.
I'm just being empathetic, Aaron.
I'm just trying to...
I definitely feel
like, and I talked to a friend of mine that has a degree in psychology.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
Now, so Britney Spears, so just to give the quick backstory, on episode 24, we talked about how her Instagram is kind of weird, and we don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, there's just a strange vibe when you watch the videos, because it just seems weird. I don't know. Is that the wrong word? I'm not trying to be mean.
No, it is weird. And also, so I went down the rabbit hole because I saw this. After we did our last podcast, there was an article about her conservatorship and there was, you know, she had a new attorney and he was filing suit, blah, 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 to get a different conservator.
Which also, by the way, proves my point or at least adds evidence to the fact that our podcast has some weird universal power.
Okay. There was some article, I don't know if it was like in the Daily Mail or whatever, but it showed her boyfriend and he apparently scared her. Now,
just to put it in context, so Folds of Honor gives scholarships to the families of fallen soldiers.
Fallen and disabled, yes. For those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and those who have become wounded or disabled in service to our great country, we honor the sacrifice of their service by educating their legacy through an educational scholarship.
For like a photo shoot, and she's there by herself.
What do you mean a pop-up stand?
You know, like the backdrop, like a white backdrop.
Yeah, like if you're gonna, like if you're at an event and there's some so-and-so's name.
Yeah, she's just got a white backdrop in the middle of this foyer or hallway.
And she's taking pictures in front of it.
And yeah.
Is that weird?
Do you have that at your house?
Actually, I have a green screen that's set up in my spare room.
Do you just sit there and like take pictures and videos of you in different clothes and then go post it on your Instagram?
No, but if I felt like people wanted to see it, I might.
Oh, God.
I'm just being empathetic, Aaron.
I'm just trying to.
I definitely
feel like, and I talked to a friend of mine that has a degree in psychology, and I was like, okay, let's discuss her page. Let's discuss Brittany. What are your thoughts? And she goes, I definitely feel like she has got some borderline personality disorder, or she is like bipolar or something. There's something going on with
her. And through her expertise, can detect this just by watching behaviors.
Yeah, she actually would, I mean, to give a little background on my friend, she actually would be the person that has to evaluate the inmates at Harris County Jail.
To see if they're sane or not.
Yeah.
So she's saying that if Brittany came up to her and were behaving that way, she would raise questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that... I'm not going to say that makes me feel good, because that makes me feel bad for her. However,
yeah,
it does seem to tell me that the what I've been seeing is also there's it's okay to have pause. Hey, something is not right about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so what the conspiracy theorists believe is that all of these videos are not from today or now at all. They're all from a past time that have been recorded, and her dad is uploading them or has somebody else uploading them to her page to pretend like she is okay.
Yeah, see, I don't believe that crap for a second.
But that's
I'm going on Instagram to look at her page.
If you go to hashtag Free Brittany, that is where you will find the conspiracy. So they post, basically they put comments in the comment section to see if they can direct the videos. And then when they feel like they're directing the videos, they...
See this white...
Oh my gosh, that gives me the chills, Aaron. I don't even know. I've seen that picture before too, and it almost disturbs me.
I don't know what's going on with the eyeliner, why we cannot like...
Let's be real though, she's always, always been glammed, but that looks crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like it's been on for 3 days and she hasn't washed her face. But there's... And that's...
So we're looking through her Instagram page right now, and this is recent. When was this posted?
This one was posted 4 days ago.
So all of her dance videos to me look exactly the same. They all like, and again, I'm not trying to be mean at all. Like I'm looking at this from an observation. Mm-hmm. It's an observation that I've seen her live from the front row. I've been, mm-hmm. When I went to Vegas 4 years or 6 years ago, someone gifted me front row pit passes to watch her in Vegas.
Okay.
Her dance moves look like the opening number on repeat.
Oh, yeah. This picture? Oh, wait. The next one? It's the same picture twice. Why would you do that? That's why I feel like there's something not right with her. There's something not right with all of us. Let me be clear. I'm not saying it's just her, but it's
just... So do you think that... So if you were to guess, you think it's her posting and she's just at will just posting and it just seems to be disturbing?
Why would you post this, this, and this? Those are all the exact picture. And they're different there.
And we're not talking about just a random person. We're talking about a mega celebrity. That's the other catch.
Okay, here's this one. Here's this filter.
What does the caption say?
The last pic is the original. No touch-ups or filter. Then you go to the next one that's very similar. And again, it's the same, three pictures.
So her dad is sick. Like he's ill. Like he's been having medical complications. And so the Daily Mail had released this whole write-up about the court battle over the conservatorship. The attorney is saying that the dad does not have the capacity to be the conservator. So they're trying to get it moved to somebody else who is not Brittany. They're trying to get it to either it's her sister-in-law, her sister, or there's somebody in her life they're trying to move the conservatorship to.
Actually, they were trying to move it to a corporate entity that was like a law firm, and they would have control.
And so then Brittany would then, they would be the intermediary, because the problem is the dad runs all of her bank accounts. He runs all of her funds. He gets to say when she can be with the kids, I believe also. He gets to run a lot of the different aspects of her life. And that's another part why people are so up in arms. But that doesn't look, so Aaron's showing me this kind of like 3 second video on a loop, but that looks like a lot of the same 3 second loop videos I see people post all the time.
And
my thing is, she is a mega celebrity stuck in her house. So if she is actually posting all that, then she enjoys the attention and she's enjoying the back and forth, and it gives her some sense of like reaching out to people. And to that respect, okay, We're all weird in our own way, which also, that is the perfect example why I don't like to share so much of myself, because I think people would think I'm weird too.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's her dad posting all of this. I think she's posting it.
Maybe it's her way of rebelling against him.
I mean, let's just put it this, people do weird things, right? And how many times, and we've known somebody, we've worked with somebody that would post some weird stuff and they were drunk AF.
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Or they just would behave outrageously, and you're like, what in the world's going on?
They were drunk or on pills.
And they didn't even remember doing it.
And yes. And remember that one person that we knew that deleted half of their friends on Facebook while they were wasted or whatever?
Don't get me started. Don't get me started, Aaron.
I'm just saying. So who knows? Maybe the reason why she's posted the same thing eight times is because she's drunk or on pills or something. You never know.
Or she could just be on her medication and it makes her act weird.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And that being said, there is a fine line, I believe, between genius and crazy.
So I'll tell you this little piece on that too, because one of the conspiracy bullet points is that she doesn't talk in the baby voice. That's not her real voice. Mm. That she has a real normal woman's voice, and that they forced her to sing and speak like that when she was at a young age, and they almost like wouldn't pay her if she ever exposed her real voice. That is one of the bullet point beliefs, that they believe this conservatorship forces her to act and speak a certain way, or else she would lose some sort of...
I can see how they maybe made her start to talk like that, but also I think she talks like that because I think girls do that. They have this, there's this new way. Oh God, what was it? This way,
like the
of
way y'all talk to dogs?
No, there's a term for it, but think of how Paris Hilton talks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, and it's this breathy,
trying to be sexy.
Yeah. Like they all, I wish I could think of the term, because this chick.
Well, that'll be our project for this week. We're going to figure out what that term is called.
Yes. Because all of the girls, and that's like the thing with younger women, they all talk like that now.
It's kind of like the lip sync videos.
Oh, God.
Okay. Episode 24, I believe.
No, this is 25.
25. Wow. Yeah. A quarter of 100. I love it. All right. So
yeah.
25 has been a wrap, but we're going to take a quick break. And then I talked to Diane Nemechek. She's a regional director for Folds of Honor, which is this national organization that helps the families of soldiers who are disabled or fallen. And so we got a little interview with her, going to talk about what they're doing this year for fundraising, how COVID's kind of affected and stuff. So that'll come up after the break. Sound good?
Sound good.
That's a
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
Just to put it in context, so Folds of Honor gives scholarships to the families of fallen soldiers.
Fallen and disabled, yes. For those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and those who have become wounded or disabled in service to our great country, we honor the sacrifice of their service by educating their legacy through an educational scholarship.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
Diane Nemechek, thank you for joining me. I know we've kind of talked over email quite a few times and over social media. That's how we came in contact. But you're from Folds of Honor, and I've heard Folds of Honor quite a bit over the last few years at 100.3 The Bull. I know we had a Stars and Strings concert we would promote that would happen in Chicago that would benefit Folds of Honor. And just so I'm clear, this is the same business, right? Same organization?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We are the South Texas chapter.
Okay. So how did you get involved with Folds of Honor?
Well, my husband grew up with our founder, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. They grew up in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We were all stationed together in Phoenix, Arizona. And then fast forward a couple of years, and Dan had this incredible idea for this wonderful foundation. He had witnessed the other side of war, was impacted deeply, and just felt this calling to go and do something bigger, to forward this mission and to help this recipient or future recipient that he had witnessed on this tarmac. He shared the mission with us, and from there we jumped in on board as volunteers. Fast forward a few years later, and I'm working for the Folds full time, and my husband runs our chapter.
Now, you said Stillwater. That's Garth Brooks' stomping grounds, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Tumbleweed.
So were you? Did y'all live in Stillwater at that time when he was making his way up?
No, we actually are both military brats. John grew up in Stillwater. His parents both taught at Oklahoma State. And Garth, of course, was just a huge presence through ever. He worked at Dupree Sporting Goods with one of my buddies, or my husband's buddy's best friends, and they own that facility. And then, of course, Tumbleweed was a very famous hotspot for a Garth sighting.
So now you talked about the tarmac, and you said that and somebody saw something on the tarmac. What was that? Because that sounds like that was what kind of spurred Folds of Honor.
Absolutely. So Dan was on a flight from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Chicago, and he witnessed the other side of war. He personally noticed a gentleman up in first class in his dress Army greens. When they landed, the pilot came on over the intercom and asked everybody to please remain in their seats. They were unloading the remains of an American hero that they had on board. And he looked over the cargo hold and witnessed this family welcoming their hero home on the tarmac. And there was this young little boy, Jacob Bucklin. And Dan, he witnessed this and saw this little boy was never going to have the opportunity to play baseball with his dad, to go fishing with his dad, to grow up and know his dad. And it really hit him deep. He himself had already served 3 tours overseas. And it just was one of those moments where he felt this hand of God on his shoulder and said, you have to do something. So he took that moment, reached out to this family. He went and hosted his very first Patriot Golf Day event at their home course right there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they raised over $8,513 to be exact for this young little boy. And he was our first scholarship recipient. And from there, the movement became a mission. And we have awarded over 24,500 scholarships to date.
Wow, that's really awesome. And so just to put it in context, so Folds of Honor gives scholarships to the families of fallen soldiers.
Fallen and disabled, yes. For those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and those who have become wounded or disabled in service to our great country, we honor the sacrifice of their service by educating their legacy through an educational scholarship.
And so that's basically saying that if someone gets hurt overseas and they can't contribute to their family or help provide for their family as they would hope, then this is a way that comes in and kind of fills that gap, so to speak.
Absolutely. Our goal is to try to bridge the financial gap and help ensure that these kiddos can receive an education. We take care of the spouses and the children, and we make sure that they are able to further their educational goals to go out and become successful. We know that as service members, these families travel all over every 2 to 3 years. Sometimes they get a little bit longer. Sometimes they have a little bit less in each location. Sometimes they're a remote assignment. But the focus for us is to ensure that we can help support the veteran by taking care of their family, by honoring their legacy and making sure that they can fulfill those educational dreams.
Now, this isn't any sort of cheap endeavor. You know, you said 24,000 scholarships. That's a lot of money. How do y'all raise money? Obviously, the Stars and Strings concert we mentioned is one of the fundraisers, but what are some other ones that you guys do?
So we have donors, sponsors, partners, wingmen, participants all across this great nation that support our mission. Our number one focus was our grassroots fundraiser of Patriot Golf Day. That has been something every Labor Day weekend, golf facilities across the country host Patriot Golf Day events. They can be golf marathons, golf tournaments. They can raise money, give a portion of the greens fees back to the folds. But that's where it started. Now, fast forward to today, and Patriot Golf Day is every day. People can participate in a golf event of their own. They can create one. We have amazing partners who host these events of their own. We have a few right here in the great city of Houston that take place each year. And that is a big portion of what we do. But we also have some beautiful partnerships. Anheuser-Busch, every summer they create a logo or a specialty logo for their beer, promote it and donate back to the Folds of Honor. Right now you can get your camo edition, three colors, red, white, and blue, that feature all of the service seals. That's a huge driver. We also have wonderful partnerships with everyone from HEB to Speedy Stop, you name it. There are just infinite possibilities to what we do. But obviously our biggest resource are our people, our constituents, those generous donors that make those small contributions to the large contributions. Every bit adds up, and it helps us fulfill those goals each and every year.
Now, you reached out to me about an Operation 321. Hopefully I got that right. And this is something that goes on all year long, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So from now, we launched January 4th, and Operation 231 is designed to help ensure that we can honor the sacrifice and our current legacy recipients from South Texas. So Texas leads the charge, the number one recipient state for the Folds of Honor. 231 of those are from right here in South Texas. So we try to ensure that we can make sure for the next scholarship cycle, they are able to continue to receive the funding that they rely on during this scholarship cycle. So at the moment, Operation231.org is where anyone would be able to go to learn more about the mission, to read about some of our recipients. We change the recipient story every week to share a little bit about who we have that we're trying to support, just to put a face to the cause and familiarize people with what our mission really is about.
Well, that's pretty cool. You rarely see that, where you can actually go in and see the actual people you're helping versus just donating to a greater cause and kind of just trusting the money's going to go somewhere. You can actually see exactly where it's going or read the stories of the people it's supported. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. We have one singular noble mission, and that is education. It's very transparent. You're able to see the faces of our spouses and our children, the ones that we help. Last year alone, we awarded over 4,500 scholarships, and we are so proud to continue to see that rising trend. Obviously, COVID has kind of taken away from the spirit of a lot of our fundraising efforts. So now more than ever, we're finding that we need these vital resources. We need to find creative ways to be able to continue to fuel the educational goals of these recipients, hence Operation 231. And we're so honored to launch this campaign.
So tell me how you came up with Operation 231. Like, what's the story behind the name?
Well, we were just looking for campaigns. When we were looking for numbers, 231 recipients that fall into our footprint of our chapter became very easy. When we were looking through the database, we realized that there were 231 lives, whether they are receiving children's funds, which is our elementary education, or their higher education, which would be their college fund. We realized that there was a need, and we had to find a way to fulfill this need. These 231 people are currently Folds of Honor scholarship recipients, and in order to continue to receive their funding in the next cycle, we have to raise the $1.1 million, over $1.1 million, to be able to fulfill that need.
Okay, so that just brought it all together. Now I understand, and now I see the tie. There's 231 in our area, if you will, in our region, and so yes. Operation 231 is to help those 231 scholarship recipients. And so this year, not necessarily just because of COVID, but just as an effort to raise enough money to help fulfill the needs of these families, that's the number we got to get to. So that's pretty cool. Now I kind of understand the context.
Yes, sir.
So are there any other fundraisers coming up besides the Operation 231? Is it .org or .com?
Operation231.org is where you can go to learn about the operation campaign. You can online donation. It also gives instructions for mail-in donations. As long as COVID doesn't interfere with our remaining events, we've obviously had to cancel some of our largest grassroots events, but we still have several that are in the works. The biggest one that's going to be in our Houston area is the Veteran Golf Classic that will take place November 9th at Gulf Crest Country Club. Sometime mid-August, once we have final designation from the golf course and we see that we're okay with this forward pattern and this progress, we're going to go ahead and launch the details. That will also be found. All of our events can be found at southtexas.foldsofhonor.org. Or they can reach out to us through any of our social media platforms. We always post our upcoming events there as well.
Awesome. Well, I expect an invite to the November 9th golf tournament. I happen to love Gulf Crest. That's a beautiful, beautiful country club.
Absolutely. It's our home course. We're so honored that Chase and Renee and the team there do so much to support us. We've been blessed with tremendous support. And even though we can only select one facility to host it at, we have every facility throughout Houston that is very generous to donate to our organization, whether it's through foursomes or participation or even just sharing the good word about what we're doing with the fundraiser. So you are definitely invited. We would love to have you and a team from 100.3 The Bull come out and join us on this wonderful mission.
Hey, we're good though, so make sure you tell everybody that we bring a crew.
I love it. That's great. No pressure at all. We're going to expect you to come out there and do some great things, maybe take home the trophy.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Diane. Well, I feel like we covered it all. I really appreciate you taking the time. And even though it took what seems like an eternity to finally get together on just a Zoom call, at least we have a body of information I can share with people and we can spread the word about Folds of Honor and what it does locally for Houston area.
Well, Nick, I have to personally thank you. Thank you for receiving the message, for taking the call, for reaching out. It's evident that you love our veterans and their families. We've witnessed your support year-round in many different organizations and endeavors that you're part of, and we greatly appreciate that. As I said, COVID has definitely affected everything we do as a society, but our resolve as a generous and giving community is stronger than ever, and you're proof of that with what you're doing right now. So thank you so much for lending your voice to us, for helping share our wonderful cause and our mission. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you in November.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. And you know, and I guess I could kind of help us end it on this. You know, my whole deal is I had someone tell me that, you know, we elevate ourselves by elevating others. And I know I have a platform that has a huge heart. Like the people that listen to our radio station and follow along have a huge heart and they care deeply about our military and veterans. And so thank you for recognizing that in me, but it was just, this is an opportunity to use the platform for the greater good. So thank you for everything also.
Never miss an episode of Country Not Country with Aaron Austin and Nick Russo. Make sure to download the radio.com app and subscribe to this podcast. Country Not Country, a radio.com podcast. Special thanks to executive producers Sarah Fraser and Chase Murphy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.